So it's Friday evening, just gone 8 o'clock. It's dark at Mount Pleasant. I'm stood outside with a deflated balloon, well, meteorological balloon. And Sophie from the Met Office is here. Tell me, what am I doing here?
Yeah, that's right. So these weather balloons are the only thing that really can tell us about the profile of the atmosphere. So right from the ground all the way up to the very heights of the stratosphere, it tells us all about the temperature and humidity. And that tells us where all the cloud layers are. And obviously for us, it's important to know if we've got low cloud around, that's going to be affecting the pilots and how they can land. So it's all very important information for us.
So you're not just relying on computer technology now, though, then, still on these weather balloons?
Yeah, that's right. That's the only way we can see up through the atmosphere. And also, as well, the information from the balloon does feed back into the computer models and helps them with their calculations. So, yeah, it's all important stuff.
Right, so what we're going to do, it's at the moment, it's in a little plastic bag. So have we got to get it out?
Yeah, let's get the balloon out.
Right, okay, the next bit then. So we got the balloon out, we tied it onto a little tube. So what's going to happen next, Sophie?
Yeah, that's right. So now we need to just turn on the gas canister, put all the helium in there, and it'll start to inflate.
All right, shall we do that then?
Yep.
Right, so we're waiting for the balloon to fill up enough helium, and you've got a little weight there. So what is this device in your hand?
Yeah, so this is the little temperature sensor. It's a little bot, and on the end it's got a temperature sensor and also a humidity sensor as well. So we can work out through the atmosphere as the balloon goes up what sort of temperatures we've got up there, and that will indicate to us where the cloud layers are and gives us a bit more idea about the winds up there as well.
So that will just send signals back to you then once it gets up high?
Yeah, that's right. And then from there we can take the data, start to analyse it and come up with a forecast.
It's a giant balloon. So I didn't realise it was going to get so big.
Yeah, that's right. So, and this is only the half of it as well. So when it goes up through the atmosphere and the pressure starts to lower, we get, well, by the time it's up into its highest place, it will reach the size of a double-decker bus.
That's just amazing. That's incredible. Right, OK, what have we got to do now?
Right, so now we need to take it away from the helium supply, tie on the instrument to the balloon, to the bottom of the balloon, and then send it up.
All right, it's a lot bigger than my party balloons, put it that way. It's massive. Right, OK. Let's get on tying. Okay, so we're now tying on the instrument at the bottom. The balloon sort of stayed down because we hooked it on. Okay, so now we've got to radio the tower then. Is this to make sure the airspace is clear?
Yeah, that's right. So as soon as we release the balloon, it'll go up, and depending on the wind direction, it could go anywhere. So if there's any aircraft around, that's what we don't want to happen, is it to hit anything. So we've got to make sure that we're okay to go.
Okay, let's do it then.
MPA Tower, this is Balloon Shed, requesting launch.
Balloon Shed, release.
Something good to go. Good to go, we're
good to go.
Brilliant. Okay. Right, okay.
Hold it there, that's fine. Okay, and let's open the doors.
A bit more so we can get out the door. Right.
Okay, now careful with it, because sometimes if it's too windy, the balloon will just go into the ground.
Okay. That's what we do. I feel as though I'm going to take off with it.
Okay, now when you're ready, just let it go.
And let that go as well.
Just let it go.
Don't hold on to anything.
Don't hold on to it.
Right, okay. 3, 2, 1. Let it go!
Hey!
Wow!
There it goes.
Look, it goes! So what's the highest one of these balloons been before?
The highest balloon that we've ever had was 106,736 feet, and that was Matthew Bocock from the Met Office.
Wow, what distance. Hopefully mine will beat it tonight.
Yeah, let's wait and see. It's going to take an hour and a half for all the data to come in, so we'll have to see.
Well, mine's heading up there. I can still see it just about. Because it is pretty dark, but the moon's out, so it's shining a little bit bright on it. So you'll be getting the information in from that. How long does it take before you get the information back?
It starts to come in immediately. We've got the live sensor recording all the information. So really, we're just waiting until it gets up to the top of the atmosphere, and then when the pressure's low enough, it'll burst.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for letting me let a balloon up. But anyone can come up and have a go. They have to book, though, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. So if you just pop into the office or give us a ring, and yeah, any time, come and release a balloon, see if you can beat the record.